to sleep or not to sleep? That is the question we will jump into in today's mini shiur at the Simcha Seminar. So if you're like me, you grew up on gadol stories about tzaddikim who hardly ever slept. And that's what made them so great. They were always cutting corners on sleep to do more Torah and mitzvos. Maybe you heard about the Vilna Gaon, who was only sleeping 2 hours a day, half-hour segments, in order to steig. Maybe you heard of Rav Shlomo Karlbach, who was up all night visiting the poor people, hanging out with them, learning Torah, hardly sleeping. Even Rav Lichtenstein of the Gush, steigen. That's how they take little base naps. You know, Rav Akiva Eger, who tied his payas onto the rafters so that he would never fall asleep and steig throughout the night. There are many stories about tzaddikim gedolim who hardly ever slept, stay up all Shabbos, like Rav Avadya Yosef steiging. And if you're like me, you grew up on these stories and you believe the ideal was that the sleep was the enemy and try to minimize it as much as possible. In fact, there are some sources within our tradition that do seem to empathize and emphasize this perspective. So, for example, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Gimel, talks about how David HaMelech used to take little naps like a horse until midnight, and then he would stay up all night learning. Presumably, during the day, he was busy taking care of the states of the affairs of the state, but he was steiging all night. There's a Gemara in Erevin, where Shim ben Lechish says, you know why sleep night was created? To steig, to learn Torah. Rav Yehuda disagrees and says, no, you should sleep at night. But we have this argument, and one opinion at least says, learn all night if you can. So, we have the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which talks about that one of the 48 ways to become a Talmud Chacham is to minimize sleep. And we have more Mishnahs in Pirkei Avos saying late morning sleep is not a good thing. It's not going to lead you to being a Talmud Chacham. We have the famous first Mishnah Brura, where he talks about how it's a Yetzirah to go in and sleep more in the winter. You got to beat that Yetzirah, be like a lion, and wake up for Shacharis. So it really does seem to be, within our tradition, the ideal is to sleep as little as possible, and that's certainly how I grew up, thinking like that. However, I think there's another side of the story. And that starts in this week's Parsha, with the Pasuk in Perek Daled, which says, V'nishmartem ma'od l'nafshotechem, which means literally, you should guard your soul. Now, the rabbis have always interpreted this to mean that we have a commandment, a mitzvah, to take care of our bodies, to be healthy. And so, if indeed there's a mitzvah to be healthy, how does that manifest itself? So the Rambam writes all of the fourth parak of Mishnah Torah, parak Dalet of Deus, all about how we got to act healthfully, eat healthfully, exercise before we eat, don't eat too much. And he also throws in there, you gotta sleep. Ideally, 8 hours is the average amount of sleep that a person needs, says the Rambam. The Rambam talks about sleep as a way of guarding over our soul and being healthy. And generally, when people speak about this mitzvah of guarding over their souls, they talk about not smoking, not eating in a way which will harm our bodies, not doing dangerous things. Sleep hasn't always been part of the conversation. But recently, scientists have realized how crucial sleep is towards our short-term and long-term health. So, just to note a few discoveries that recently scientists have become so aware of. When you don't have enough sleep in your body, this can impact you in many ways. For example, it's much harder to learn when you're not getting the proper amount of sleep that your body needs. Both short-term and long-term memory are severely impaired when you're not getting enough sleep. it's much harder to make the good decisions that we need to make. Make more rash decisions. You generally eat more and eat more unhealthily when you're not getting enough sleep. Those hormones which tell us we're full don't work as well. And those hormones which give us that self-control to not eat bad foods aren't there. Instead, we crave foods that aren't good for us when we're not getting enough sleep. Our immune system is far less healthy when we don't have enough sleep. It's harder to recover, and it's much easier, much more prone to getting that cold, about four times as likely to get that cold when we have not gotten enough sleep. In addition, they're much more likely to be stressed out, to be irritable, be annoyed more easily, which is bad midos and going to lead us to not be as good. Ovdei Hashem, we're more likely to get Alzheimer's. We're more likely to get cancer, much more likely to get heart disease and high blood pressure. And perhaps the most important, our depression rates go way up and our happiness rates go way down when we haven't gotten enough sleep. In an amazing study, they found that more than $60,000, the main factor which affects at least women's happiness, is did they get enough sleep and do they have intense stress and pressures and deadlines in their life. And this all sounds like nice science, but we all know it intuitively. When we haven't gotten enough sleep, we aren't at our best game. For that reason, I would like to posit that in general, we should be educating and training ourselves to get enough sleep so that our body is happy. Of course, there will be exceptional situations when we have no choice but to cut down on our sleep. At the end of the day, you got to get up for Shacharis. At the end of the day, you got to wake up to feed your baby. And there are special times like Shavuot when we sacrifice sleep for other values. But as a general norm, I think we as Jewish community have to go with the science of our days and guard over our bodies so that we serve Hashem b'simcha and choose a joyous, kind, loving, compassionate way of life. Now, what about all those gadol stories that we started off with? To me, it seems like they're exceptional people, and there always will be exceptional people who are able to function on less, who are able to have wonderful midos despite it all, despite all the challenges. But for the normal people like you and me, I think we should stress getting enough sleep. Now, how much is enough sleep? Approximately 7 to 7.5 hours for your average adult would be the norm. So I hope you get a good night's sleep, and I hope this was helpful.